Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, it's crossover time. Let's welcome in Dan Dibley and Mark Willard. The day after the 49ers win 16-15, but they find out they're going to have to play the rest of the year without Nick Bosa. What is up, gentlemen?
It's fun, Steiny. Fun listening to you guys go on kind of the live ups and downs of a day like that. Man. Like the... So what hits you more, the high of the win or the low of Nick Bosa?
Well, it depends on what time you're listening. 10:01, I was telling Steiny, this coaching is superseding the play because I feel like this is incredible.
He's doing great.
And then now this.
Right, but so like as it sets in, this is what I would love to talk to people about today. Like as it sets in, which emotion is winning inside your body? They're 3-0, miraculously. And Nick Bosa is out for the year. So,
okay, I got you. It's the latter for me. And it's the way that you've won these games. I'm not saying you can't win them, but you could easily lost them, play here, play there, but you didn't. Can this be the one that you can't overcome? So that's winning right now. Like, you're going to miss 97.
Huh. Well, yeah, you're going to miss him.
Oh, you miss 85. I don't know if Kyle did. We had to think about it.
I
definitely
did. 80 times in two games.
What number is right for
you? You missed 13.
Dan Marino's
and you miss 85, and you know you'd miss 71 if he was out, and all the 23 you definitely would miss. So, and if 54 was out, you would desperately miss 54.
He's
so
incredible.
You're gonna miss 97, Nick Bosa, but. You're 3-0, so for me, I'm living in, you're 3-0. And yeah, Nick Bosa's gone for the next 14. Can you still win, I don't know, 7 of the 14? Absolutely.
Oh, they should do better than that. They should do even better than that.
Exactly. Yeah. So for me, it's more about the fact that you're 3-0. If you were 1-2 right now, which you very well could be, and you had, yesterday you had Arizona drops, and you had, you know, Pearsall with a great catch, and you had a lot of things that they didn't go your way. You made plays. And we talked about this with the Tonjes catch. You know, Tonjes makes that catch on a 50-50 ball. That's not luck. That's your guy making a play. Their guy didn't. You win. And so you're 3-0. Yeah, Bosa's gone. Again, it doesn't mean that your year is lost.
Yeah, Upton Stout. I told Steiny it was my play of the game.
No doubt.
To There's finish no that question. Play, all the dude and, caught and, it. Zay Jones had it.
He mostly caught it. Like it was a great play. It was a great play. There's no doubt. Stout gets a lot of credit. At the same time, Zay Jones was a little. There was a little wobble wobble in there inside his arms.
A little wobble wobble.
And so that had something to do with it as well. And it's just. I mean, it's incredible. We were just talking about the last 3 years of 49ers football and dropped balls. And I'm not going to call what Zay Jones did a drop, but.
Not a drop.
Certainly Marvin Harrison had.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I believe to be two. And DeMarcado had an unbelievable one. And then
that was Steiny's. Yep.
The Saints.
That was a walk in.
The Saints had a couple for sure. Cooper Kupp had some. Last year, Ronnie Bell did that. And lost a football game. The year before.
Brandon Ayuk last year.
Brandon Ayuk. The year before.
Debo, right?
Debo. And the Lions did it 2 years ago and lost the NFC Championship game because of it. So, I don't know. Yeah, like, good luck, bad luck. There's already been plenty of both. But at the same time, I don't know what to say to people about just the sheer number.
We've been trying.
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say other than that, like, I'm never going to be, you know, the guy who called and wanted the Niners to go to Kaiser. he was mad. He's like, how the hell can y'all have as much money as you have and not, you know, go to Kaiser and get this stupid thing figured out? I'm like, I don't know what to tell everybody about this. It's super frustrating. But at the same time, you're going to have some of these every year.
Look at Connor on the other side. Steiny said, look what happened to Connor and Cardinal.
3-0 and two of them are in the division. And the Rams, they pulled a 2024 Niner out of their butt pocket yesterday.
Well,
that was unbelievable.
Kickgate.
Right.
That was a collapse of epic levels.
Yeah, special teams. I mean, that's where you.
Second half.
You look at Eddie Pinheiro, but Philadelphia is a great team. So to pretend that Philadelphia was not going to make a run and Philadelphia was not going to come back, that to me is a foolish way to look at it, because Philly in the first half was awful.
Yes.
And Saquon was bottled up and Jalen Hurts did nothing. And so Philly was going to make a run. The reason why the Rams lost was they couldn't make field goals. If they make either one of those kicks, they win the game.
But to me, if you're up by three scores in a football game, you should win that football game. Period.
Yeah, on the road, a little bit different. And, you know, going up against the defending Super Bowl champs who've lost once in the past year. So it was never going to be like, oh, we're up by three scores. We win. You lose. We're better.
I mean, you're the Rams. You were right there. You were a playoff team last year, too.
Oh, yeah.
It was revenge.
Yeah.
And my Twitter fingers were the Rams are the best. Oops.
I know at halftime.
Well, the Rams actually sent out the same tweet at halftime. The Rams tweet was like, keep this thing rolling.
I didn't see that.
It was something like that, where the Rams official Twitter was like, Rams.
You know what you can blame the Rams for is Philadelphia deciding that they know how to pass the ball, too. I don't think they were going to do it all year long. And then they made him. I guess we should.
A.J. Brown can't catch.
Over 100 yards. Devontae Smith.
A.J. Brown, not only can he catch, when he catches it, he is like violent.
He's great player.
Like, he wants to get in your way and he wants to mess you up on his way to getting some yak. That guy is a monster.
When you asked about how, you know, a fan should feel or, you know, how they're feeling today, I mean, today it's okay to feel devastated if you lost Nick Bosa. That'll wear off as Jacksonville comes up. And once the Jacksonville game comes into focus, you'll realize that they're 3-0 and they can go 4-0. And I feel like their job to win the division or make the playoffs absolutely got harder, but it can clearly still be accomplished. And we don't have to worry about if they can make the playoffs, then we'll worry about whether they could make a run without Nick Bosa. You know what I mean? Like, still have to get to the playoffs first, and I still think that's absolutely within the realm of possibility despite the Bosa injury.
I like to even say with it's the way you say
they
it.
They might be the favorites right now they're up.
Again, there could be more devastating injuries, but aside from that, I'd be shocked if the Niners don't go to the playoffs. Shocked. They have 11 wins if they go 8-6 the rest of the way. Against that schedule. You don't need Nick Bosa to go 8-6 against that schedule. I'll agree with you. You need Nick Bosa, you would think, to win in the playoffs. But guess what? That's a million miles from now. Trey Hendrickson might play for them in December. I don't know.
Talking about it.
I don't, right? That's the way a team's going to play it. If you earn the right at the trade deadline to go get someone, they've shown that they'll do that. They'll do that. So they'll go find some. It's not going to be Nick Bosa, but man, absolutely. This 3-0 with two division wins, and that Seattle win. I keep saying it every second since the Seattle win. It keeps looking better and better.
They whooped up on a team that you took you to the wire in the Saints.
Yeah,
but what were your thoughts, both of you? And Stoudy was making fun of me because we know how I watch. Oh, game over. But the interception late in the fourth quarter that Mac threw that got away from him, I'm thinking, oh, man. Now Cinderella has returned to glass slippers, but I'm like, that's the one. That's the mistake, Dibs. But what about the safety? Just walk me through your guys' thoughts on though. Like, who didn't think it was over at 15-13? After almost got a safety.
Wow, and there's 3-plus minutes to go, and you've got to kick the ball to the other team. And again, Zay Jones just hangs on to the ball. That game is
it's 9-9, Geno Smith.
It's cooked.
That's V
it's
formation.
Cooked. But, I mean, he didn't hold on to the ball because Upton Stout made the play. And so I would never even pretend to call that a drop because Upton Stout was there. He was through the catch. He was all the way to the ground. His arm was there. And by the time he got to the ground, he kept playing. He kept playing football, and he got the ball out. And so that was the game-changing play. And, you know, Shanahan used his timeouts expertly before that. He used the two, and then he let it go to the two-minute warning, and it was a third down play. All right, Arizona, you want to run it, and
here
we'll
goes.
Stop you?
Yeah, man.
And then, okay, fine. We'll either use it or we won't use it, and you're going to give us the ball, or you throw it, and if we break this pass up, we have our timeout, and you have to punt it to us. So I thought Shanahan in that moment, in that sequence, was brilliant because he used them the right way. It was boom, boom, let it go to 2 minutes, third down, all right, Arizona, and it was third and nine, what are you going to do? Do you want to pass it and try to, like, end the game?
Not to Harrison Jr., but to Zay Jones.
Good Lord.
Zay Jones. Yeah. But, I mean, that's one thing about, and I we won't do a lot of Arizona football until they play again, but the Kyler Murray-Marvin Harrison connection is so off.
It's bad.
And there was a pass in the second half in the fourth quarter where Harrison broke off the route and Kyler threw it.
It looked like strangers did.
Right, 17 yards downfield, and Harrison's like, I'm here, and the ball is
there.
Hey,
Dad, give me a call after this.
And then there's the other one where he had the massive drop.
Like, that's incredible.
It was a completely blown coverage. Niners completely blew the coverage, and Fred Warner like looks around. He's like, oh, my God, I have to. And so Fred runs down, and he's 8 yards behind, and Harrison, drop. And so
the ball didn't even hit his hands.
Wasn't it the
same? The ball went through.
Yeah. Shout out Raymond. It was a Chester.
Listen. You know that this can be fighting words type of a word, and so we all have to be very careful when we use it, and more importantly, when we use it.
Don't use it.
It's too early. It's way too early. He's not a bust, but he is a wild disappointment so far. Marvin Harrison.
Okay,
Jr.
I was like, Kyler, but I get you.
The fourth pick in the draft with his dad's name.
Yeah.
And Kyler each week is talking about, they're asking about the targets. And he's, well, you know, some weeks you get 11 and some weeks you get 4. Not that guy.
He owned it in the postgame. I don't know if you guys saw it. He's like, I got to be a better pro. I was supposed to catch that. I didn't. I was like, okay, I'll give you that. It don't mean nothing.
I think
but
he's got 2 100-yard games in his career. I mean,
Richie Pearsall's killing him.
He's just not very good right now. Maybe he will be someday.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. What'd you guys think of the Niners on the 4th and 1 going for it instead of the field goal that I think could have put them up 9-6
with a hampered Mac Jones?
That was my issue with it. And then
he barely got the handoff.
I get that nobody ever kicks anymore on the 1 yard line. It's just like you're something lesser than a man if you kick on the 1 yard line. But Mac can't walk, and then he drops him back. And so Mac predictably is like, but get rid of this ball way too early and almost got Christian killed.
He should be a Kaiser.
Even if Christian catches that, I mean, he may fumble it. Like, that whole sequence was messy. But I also get that part of that thought process is if we don't get it, then they've got the ball at the 1. And Kyler Murray came within an inch of a safety, which is the idea.
That's just incredible.
You know, so.
And the 4th and 2 upstairs, up top to Pearsall for 34.
I mean, yep.
I'm like, what are you doing?
He's doing what everyone's finally asked him to do, isn't he?
Man.
Aren't we obligated to love it?
That'd just be my answer
to you, Steiny. Aren't we obligated to love what Kyle did? Everyone's been yelling at him for 6 years being too conservative.
How about this? No hands,
well,
Mom.
You're not going to kick that.
Why not?
Because you're at the 40 and it's a 58-yarder and Eddie DeNiro.
This is the 4th and 1. This is the 4th and 1.
I thought you were talking about the 4th and 2.
Both of them.
Where he barely got it.
And if you're going to go for it on 4th and 2, you're not obligated to hawk the ball down the field.
You're not.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm getting at.
4th and 1, I thought that, I mean, you had to go for it. And I don't know what the other play call would be because, and I'm looking at my game log. I watched it again today. And the previous play, you went 3rd and 1 from the 1. You went 23 personnel.
Barely got
two running backs and 3 tight ends, which means you had no wide receivers. And, Mac Jones could barely even get the stretch to him.
He had to dive. He dove to hand it off.
So you've got a quarterback who can't do that. Right. You can't sneak him because he's also, like, he's kind of broken. So what are you going to do? The only thing you can do is to try to throw for it, and you did, and McCaffrey got absolutely de-cleated, and there you go.
You can hand it off up the middle. You're allowed to.
You are, but you tried that the previous play, and, I mean, you tried to stretch.
You tried to stretch. I just mean running up the middle.
Yeah, but if you watch the majority of the game, they had a lot of trouble running it inside, that's something that we can talk about going forward about, some of the frailties and the struggles of the Niners. They don't run the ball very well inside the guards or in the tackle. So you get down in that red zone and you don't have a lot of choices. So I didn't mind that they went for it, because if you kick it, okay, now it's 9-6 and you kick off and they get the ball to 35 and you got 3 points, or you don't get it and they're at the one. All right, Arizona, you haven't done anything, Casey Schmidt, all day. So go ahead and go 99 yards on us. And they didn't.
Yeah, I think one of the things just from watching games the first 3 weeks, there is way more decision-making on these kind of plays, whether it's fourth and two at the 40 or whether it's fourth and two at the one, at the two, because the field position is so positive after kickoffs it may become more valuable to start a team, a defensive team, inside the 10. If you can somehow get them inside the 10, about 1 out of 14 drives need to go 90 yards these days. You know what I mean? Like, it's an unfamiliar place to be back deep anymore.
That's a super interesting point. Like okay, let's say 4th and 3 and you're at the opponent's 39.
Yep.
Right? Something like that.
I'm going.
What are your options?
It.
You could go for it. If you don't get it, they get it at the 39.
All right.
You could try a long field goal. If you don't get it, they get it all the way out there.
At the 47.
At the 47.
Yep.
But you could go for it and get it and have that lead to points, and then you're going to kick off, and where do they get it? Kind of actually at the same freaking place on the field-ish. Like, they're out across the 30 either way. So I'm with you, Steiny. Like, people are just firing on fourth down.
It's like Madden video game.
It doesn't matter what quarter. The score doesn't matter. It's just bow, 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 bow. So,
New England went forward on their own 15.
Yeah. Well, I was like, come on, man.
Mike Vrabel's there.
I don't even want to watch that.
And they got it, right?
That was stupid. That was dumb.
Whatever, they got it.
They lost.
I mean, it feels like the way I was thinking was, I think it was right at the end of the third quarter where it was a fourth and one. And I'm thinking, like, I guess this is the way they think 30 years ago is, kick the field goal. Your defense is great. Kick the field goal, go up 9-6, and then they have to score to beat you, but you got a great defense and shutting them down. But, like, it feels like these days there's way more to consider now. And one of them would be, okay, so we don't get it. Okay, well, they got to go 98 yards to get a touchdown, obviously. And I think I was taking note of all the where they started the line of scrimmage, man. Yeah. It is unbelievable.
It's incredible.
Everybody's starting the 35 or better.
Does anybody here like that? Because I can't stand it.
I don't know. It hasn't.
Yeah, it's not like it was a 50-40 game.
Yeah, it hasn't changed. I mean, look how many games you still have. A lot of teams that are. I mean, the Browns and Packers played 13-10. The Niners and Cardinals.
Everybody's Super Bowl favorite Packers. Yeah.
Last night, good Lord, I don't know what the hell those two teams were doing the entire night. So, like, I'd be with you if we were seeing that Cowboy-Giant game last week. If we were seeing that breakout all the time, that'd be one thing. But hasn't changed how the game feels so far yet.
No, and you get more kick returns. And I'm just looking at the game notes and, you know, the opening kick. And shout out Eddie Pinero, who not only is making every kick that he has for points, but he also is kicking the ball to the one, to the two. He had one touchback yesterday, but the opening kick, he kicked it to the two.
Yeah.
And, okay, all right, Arizona, come out and return it. And so we're getting more returns. And if you have a good coverage unit, then you can get them inside the 30, 35. Then it actually is a benefit to you.
Try to think of some of the other stuff that I'd written down where the decisions had come in. And I mean, the fourth and two, obviously you throw to Pearsall. It's such a gutsy play.
Gosh, man. Star.
Wasn't like he was wide open.
Star in the making.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Star in the making. Does everybody feel better about that pick now? Everyone feel better about
the pick? I was asking you, can he be a number one? I don't know. Come on, man.
Well, and I'm going to say this about Mykal Williams. It's now time for you to have your Ricky Pearsall moment, because with Bosa out, Pearsall is going to play more now on the outside. You're going to have Yetur Gross-Matos play out there. You're going to have Mykal Williams play out there. All right, Mykal, not that you have to be Nick Bosa
automatically. He's been
automatically
popping against the run, though.
He has been, but you have enough inside already that you can move him to the outside now. And now I do think that you're going to have him outside on pass downs and be the first round pick, dude. You're a first round pick.
There's got to be a drop off. Mm. Even if he's great, that'll be his fourth game this weekend. Like,
there's a drop off, but I'm not saying go out there and be Bosa, but now's your chance to go out there and show that you're a first round pick.
The concern is, I think we've learned over time, and his rookie year was the best example of this. The trickle down of Nick to the rest of the defense is significant. So when people go, and my son did this right when I saw him right after the news broke this morning, he's like, they still got Huff and they still got Mykel Williams. I said, right, but now they have Huff and Mykel Williams where the offense does not need to pay attention to a Nick Bosa anymore. That's going to make life on everybody. The secondary
now
as well.
Now you get the attention.
The secondary as well. They're going to have to guard longer, and the pass rush is, like, the data was already even there yesterday. Kyler Murray had, I think, an extra half second on average when Nick was not on the field as opposed to when he was. So there's going to be a drop-off, and the timing is good that the 49ers quarterback is coming back because they're going to have to be a more prolific offense.
Yeah, and we talked about Ricky Pearsall. I mean, 16 receptions on the season, 14 have gone for first downs, but they've been money ones too. Like, he just looks smooth as all outdoors.
Stud.
Draft night, I'm like, who?
Stud.
I know now, pretty Ricky.
There's a lot of them. I was thinking about, you know, who's on that trajectory. Some of them are already there. Like Dibs brought up Malik Nabers. Nabers is already, that's a big time name, but
he's a quarterback.
Harrison was in this same draft, by the way.
I'm not done with him yet.
I'm not done with him, but would you take, like, if you were to do it today and someone was like, you want Harrison or Pearsall?
Pearsall.
There you go. And Ibuka, who's only played three games in Tampa, that dude's gonna be a star.
He's a player.
Absolute star. Like the Pearsall, whew, the Pearsall thing's really
real.
Exciting. He's really, really good.
He's been.
My gosh.
I can't remember. Did he have any drops last year? Because I don't remember a ball that he's dropped.
Can't remember any.
Oh, and the other thing I wanted to ask is, there's no way they can give a pass defended and a drop on the same play.
No.
Yeah. That one by Stout was. That's a pass breakup.
Yeah, that's not a drop.
That's not a drop.
You know how many DBs would have been like, oh, Dibs, you got it. Let me just lay on you. He was like, nah, you ain't holding on to that thing.
No, and you play all the way through the play, and he had his hand in there, and he got it done. The drops that I noted, two of them were Christian McCaffrey in the first half.
Absolutely.
Two, like, oh my goodness.
And then he did something that's never happened before. He dropped a ball that he caught. You know what I'm talking about?
Which one?
The one that he caught, but he totally bobbled it so bad that he took away his ability to go anywhere.
That's right.
And he kind of caught it going to the ground.
Yeah.
But there were three balls that hit him in the hands that he didn't receive correctly.
And you had a couple of big ones from Arizona. The DeMarcado, which was a walk-in touchdown.
You are right.
And the Harrison.
Connor takes that in.
Harrison, that would not have been a touchdown, but he goes for an easy 40 or 50.
If he would have wiggled and jiggled, you might have
gotten. Maybe. Yeah, and so those were two big plays. Yeah. And so, I mean, what Mark was saying before about, 3-0, .. Yeah. But. There's no but when it comes to, you know, pro football. You take what you can get.
That's Green Bay. Lost it.
And last year, Ronnie Bell, it's like, oh, my God, Ronnie, you catch that, they win. And so that's kind of the way it goes. And a little bit of that is like
the
NBA.
It's
a make or miss league, you know. Yeah. It's like, oh, if the Valkyries can hit that last shot, then they go back to Minnesota for game three. But they didn't, so you lose. And so you take what you can get. But I do agree with you, Mark, about what you're saying about going forward. They now, I think the pressure with Nick Bosa being out is not on Mykel Williams. It's on Brock Purdy, because now you need to be a 30-point a game offense.
That's what you
now need. Now the offense is going to be more important. I think so. Okay.
I'll take 24.
24. Okay.
That's a lot.
You take 20.
Yeah. 30 a game. They're not going to average 30 a game.
I mean, can they get to 20?
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
Have they yet, other than New Orleans?
No. I mean,
because the run game is nothing to write home about.
Woo.
And we don't know why yet, right?
Well,
I would guess
that other defensive coordinators are Belichicking the Niners, which is that they're going to come in and focus solely on Christian.
Beat us in the air.
You don't even know who their receivers are, but reinforcements are on the way.
Kendrick Bourne,
DeMarcus Robinson,
you're right.
maybe Juwan Jennings. Yeah. I don't know the extent, but and by the way, and the quarterback.
Yeah,
the quarterback. The reinforcements are on the way.
And
so
the Kittle factor is something that we cannot underrate, because if you watch yesterday and you had Farrell and you had Tonjes, and they're out there. But when they're out there, the defense is thinking, all right, you're going to block.
One more week without him.
And maybe two, but.
Who? Kittle?
Kittle.
You have to sit out at least two more, okay. Right?
Yeah, it's weeks 2 through 5.
Okay.
And then he'll be back.
So, all right, guys, we'll bring it home on 95.7 The Game. Mm.